So this might be a little non sequitur question, but I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, and we, in my hometown, we still do not have high speed internet. So I've been in the Cedar Rapids area, but do you guys have problems with internet connections or technology in kind of the more rural parts of Iowa?
We definitely do. Yes, that's something that our legislators are always working to create more possibilities for the rural families here in Linn County. Linn County, I would say, we definitely have mostly everywhere in Linn County would have high-speed internet, but we've actually had some challenges with internet because of the derecho that came through, and many families still don't have access to technology or computer or internet because of those heavy windstorms and that came through in August. So we've been working with the families to, not necessarily us working with them, but the schools have been setting up hubs for the families to be able to come and have the students go to the building in certain times of the day to hop on a computer and things like that. I would say part of maybe rural Linn County might have some slower internet, but luckily here we're pretty blessed to have internet in most parts of the county. So I haven't ran into that too much, but I know that many parts of Iowa and rural Iowa do have challenges with that. For example, my sister is a teacher, and she lives out in the country in Johnson County, and through the school online learning back in spring, she was trying to set up Zoom chats with her students and would have a slow connection and it would continue to spin, and it was, I know it was kind of frustrating for her. So it's definitely something that we need to look into and make sure that everyone has access to.
Absolutely. I think it's something that's easily overlooked, and especially we get these grandiose ideas of how we might use technology to, you know, bring a topic to the modern age, but especially when it comes to agriculture, I think it's really important to think about those limitations and how we might best suit our audience. So I think having those hubs are a really good idea to help students be able to access online resources or things like that. Yeah, the whole internet thing, the rural internet thing, I think that's going to continue to be a problem. I know it's strange in 2020, you'd think everyone has internet, but certainly not. Certainly.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So what are you most excited about kind of to finish off the year? Because, you know, we're getting through October here. You only have a few months left. What are you excited about?
I'm really excited to see how the teachers respond to our kits. Every year we send out an evaluation and get feedback from the teachers. And I've actually really been able to kind of tweak my lessons that helps to make them the most user-friendly, and I'm really trying to, when the teacher gets the lesson plan in their hands, it's very straightforward, and so it's actually been able to help hone in my skills as an educator to be able to connect to the standards. And so I'm hoping that after this year, with having this opportunity to be able to really work on my lesson plans, that we will be able to hit standards even more going into the future, which is really important with our mission, because we don't want to be in addition to the teachers. We know the teachers have a very busy schedule. They have lots of standards and different things, benchmarks they need to meet. And so our goal is to be integrated into the curriculum, meeting one of those standards and helping them to teach those concepts that they already need to be providing to the students. So I think going into the future, we will be able to even target that even more and be that resource for the teachers that what they're really looking for and helping them to reach their goals as a teacher.
That's wonderful that you complement their work rather than make more work for them. I mean, you guys have to be a dream to a classroom, because not only are you coming in with something that's helping them meet their standards and helping them meet their state requirements, but you're making it fun in the process and the kids are happy to do it too. So I bet teachers are very, very happy to work with you guys.
We have received quite a few compliments of teachers that will say, oh my goodness, we were just talking about this yesterday and your lesson just hits it right in, right with the line of where we were going and focusing. And so that's always really encouraging to see.
Absolutely. All right, so I guess we have one more time for one more question here is, what is your favorite part of your job?
Ooh, good question. I like the variety, I think, the most. So with my degree, I focused in agriculture, but I also had the other half of my degree was marketing and communications, education classes. And I feel like I have a job that hits all of those areas that I focused on in college. With our website design, we have a blog that I write, articles for our local spokesman newspaper. So I really am able to do the communication side that I enjoy, the writing. I worked with the Iowa State Daily for a while in college, and so I'm able to still write some press releases and things like that. And then also the educating side, I was in 4-H growing up, and so I was always around kind of the showing cattle and then also the personal projects like photography and home improvement. And then after I graduated and went to Iowa State and came back, I was able to help the youth with our local fair and the 4-H. And I worked at a daycare growing up in high school. And so I just have a passion for youth and working with youth and 4-H and things like that. So this job also allows me to be an informal educator, I call myself. So I'm not a teacher, but I am able to go into the classroom and still educate and work with the youth. So I really like the variety of the job and what it has to offer. Every day looks completely different. And that's really fun also.
That's so great. I was also a 4-H kid my entire life. So I completely understand and relate to that. You never really leave it.
No.
And it 4-H taught me so many skills that I then applied later in life, and it definitely prepared me for the future. And I have to say, I'm very envious of of Iowa State's degree and what you've discussed, because that sounds right up my alley. I didn't know there were programs out there like that.
Yes.
I got an English degree thinking, you know, hey, that'll help me be good at communicating. But now you're talking about, you know, hitting all these really important aspects of a modern career. And I'm very jealous. I am.
Yes, when I went, I should look, when I was graduating, they had been talking about making it its own major and its own degree. Because when I graduated, it was underneath my degree title is Agriculture and Life Science Education. And so it was underneath that education. I just chose to do the non-licensure option for being a teacher, but it was underneath that education umbrella. But when I was graduating, they had been talking about making it its own major, and I think that's just fantastic, because there are so many communication and marketing jobs in agriculture that align with the classes I took perfectly.
I was actually Googling this while you were discussing it. And Iowa State actually has all sorts of things with agriculture education. And they currently have, this is interest to me, a doctorate in agriculture or agricultural education. And so I'm reading through the curriculum and it's hitting all of these points that you're discussing. And it just makes me like, so if anyone listens to this podcast, they know that I get really excited about things. And I'm just like so excited reading this. I'm like, oh, I want to learn all of these things. So, I mean, it's just hitting all those things that you're discussing, the planning and the development, international agricultural education, research and design, administration. And it's so hard as someone who does this for a living, and I'm sure you can relate, but you have to have all these skills. You have to be fluent in technology and social media and marketing and writing, as well as have the genre knowledge of agriculture. And so it's really difficult.
Yes.
But if you grew up in 4-H and you grew up with a background like we had, it kind of complements that strange kind of amalgamation of education and farm life.
Yes, definitely. I always say that my time in college really laid the foundation for my career and the knowledge base. I took a variety of classes on lots of topics, but really didn't go in depth in a lot of the different topics. For example, like agronomy, I was required to take one agronomy class. I was required to take one ag economics class and things like that. So I had a very good understanding of like the foundations for agriculture. But then the job and talking to farmers and being out in the in the county and then walking and seeing all of these different ag businesses and farms has really broadened my knowledge base on some of these different topics. And like, for example, like after you reached out, I thought about how can I include nuts as part of my specialty month and my specialty agriculture themed month. And so I just love being able to like explore some of the different topics and dive into something new that I never had explored before.
It's fun, isn't it? I love that. Like, I always tell people my dream job would be working with people who have a passion in something, because I just love to learn about everything. And it sounds like you're very similar, and it sounds like you like to apply that to your career, which it just makes me so happy. Like, hopefully the podcast audience understands that this is like right in my wheelhouse, and I can't believe I get to do this for a living. Like, I get to talk to people who are excited about stuff. It's just amazing, and I get paid for it. How awesome is that?
That is awesome.
Oh man, that's it's so exciting. And again, I'm just it's just wowed by Linn County's outreach program. And I really hope that other counties, other states, other organizations take up the mantle of what you guys are doing in bringing agriculture to the classroom or to the community as a wide topic. And as you discuss these things, it's more than just one thing. It has to do with science and history and culture. And I hope that more people will be interested in topics like this. So Morgan, thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you for having me. This was a blast. This was my first podcast interview, and I was so excited to do it.
Well, I'm so excited that you've joined us, and hopefully we can have you on again. It will be posted on our website, and I'll send you the link. If you're interested in knowing more about the Linn County Education Outreach, you can visit their website at Linn, LINNCOAG.com. So that's LINNCOAG.com. Do you have an email address that you want to be contacted at?
I do. People can reach me at mhibbs, HIBBS, at ifbf.org.